إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد. To proceed, we find ourselves approaching the middle point of the best days of the dunya, the best days on earth, the best days of the year. Those days about which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلُ صَالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ. That there are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in these 10 days. The aqil, the intelligent person, the person who uses the mind that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him, that is added to tamyiz, that is the instrument to distinguish between what is nafi and dar, what is beneficial and harmful, and between what is hasan and qabih, what is appropriate and inappropriate and beautiful and hideous of behavior. He looks at the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an intelligent fashion, and he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed of an affair from the ghaib, an affair of the unseen that is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and is only known by us by means of revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there are days in the year in which righteous deeds are more loved, and therefore the reward for righteous deeds is greater and multiplied to a greater degree than any other day. The intelligent person who knows his reality and who knows his shortcomings and who knows how far he is from practicing his Islam correctly, and who knows his sins and his transgressions and his indiscretions, then he is excited that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has guided him and has given him the opportunity to have his deeds multiplying. In general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informed us as regards the multiplication of actions and how the reward for a person's deeds are multiplied in a verse in his book. When he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. He said tabarak wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, that whoever comes forth with a hasanah, with any righteous deed, فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا, and he will have 10 times its likes credited to him. He will have 10 times the amount of what he did credited to him, as though when he did one good deed, it is like he did 10 good deeds. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Kullu amal ibn Adam mudha'af al-hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha ila 700 dha'fin ila adha'afin mudha'afa." He said alayhi salatu wasalam that every action of the son of Adam is multiplied in its reward. Every good deed is credited to the person and written for the person as 10 good deeds, up to 700 good deeds, and many times beyond that. And many times beyond that. And so there are a number of things that the scholars have identified istiqra'an, meaning nusus, and analyzing the text of the Book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that are the reasons for these being multiplied all throughout the year. As Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, "Amma al-mudha'afa bi ziyadatin 'an dhalik falaha asbab." As for a person having his good deeds credited to him beyond tenfold, then there are a number of factors that contribute to it. He says, "Imma muta'alliqa bil'amil." From those means is that which is connected to the person who is doing the action himself. the person who was doing the action, meaning his status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the level to which he is practicing his Islam correctly, contributes to the action being multiplied for him. أو بالعمل نفسه. And some of these means are connected to the action itself and the quality of the action itself. أو بزمانه أو بمكانه أو آثاره أو آثاره. Or they are connected to the time that the action is done, or the place in which the action is done, or the effects of the action upon others. He mentions the first two effects, or the first two factors rather, that contribute to a person being credited with an abundance of reward for doing a small amount of action. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَمِنْ أَهَمِّ أَسْبَابِ الْمُضَاعَفَةِ, that from the most important causes of a person's deeds being multiplied and his reward being multiplied, أَنْ يُحَقِّقَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَمَلِهِ الْإِخْلَاصَ لِلْمَعْبُودِ وَالْمُتَابَعَةِ لِلرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, is that the slave of Allah, the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he implements and actualizes and makes a reality in what he is doing, that he is sincere for his Lord tabarak wa ta'ala, and that he is following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Salaf al-Salih, they have tremendous statements as regards the effect of a person's intention upon the reward of his actions. The Imam of Khurasan, the Imam of al-Maru, in the time of the third generation of Islam, in the time of the Tabi Tabi'een, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, he said, may Allah have mercy upon him. He said, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ تُعَظِّمُهُ النِّيَّةِ وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَبِيرٍ تُصَغِّرُهُ النِّيَّةِ. He said, it is possible that a person will do a slight action, a small action, something that he deems to be insignificant, that is rendered tremendous, that is made tremendous on account of his intention. And it is possible that a person will do a tremendous action that is rendered small with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's significant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account of his intention, meaning because his intention was correct. وقال محمد بن عجلان رحمه الله تعالى لا يصلح العمل إلا بثلاث. Muhammad ibn Ajlan, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said that our action is only correct and acceptable when it has three things connected to it. بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَالنِّيَّةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَالْإِصَابَةِ إِصَابَةِ السُنَّةِ. He said that a person is fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while they are doing what they are doing, and that they are following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are sincere in what they are doing. الشيخ السعدي رحمه الله تعالى, he says, وَمِنْ أَسْبَابِ الْمُضَاعَفَةِ, and likewise from the factors that contribute to a person's deeds being multiplied, if that's important to you. وَهُوَ أَصْلٌ وَأَسَاسٌ لِمَتَقَدَّمٌ, and it is that which is the foundation and the fundamental and the basis that sincerity in following the sunnah is built upon. صِحَةُ الْعَقِيدَةِ, it is that a person has a correct creed, that their belief about Allah and His names and His attributes, and their belief about the prophets and the messengers and the unseen, and their belief about the day of judgment and the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and their fundamentals are the fundamentals of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, that they are upon the creed of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the creed of Ahlul Hadithi wal Athar, that is agreed upon by the earliest generations of Islam, Qatiba, every last one of them. This is from the most important things that contributes to a person's deeds being multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الشيخ السعدي رحمه الله تعالى said, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ سَلَفُ يَقُولُونَ, he said, for this reason the Salaf al-Salih, they used to say, أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَإِنْ قَعَدَتْ بِهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ قَامَتْ بِهِمْ عَقَائِدُهُمْ وَأَهْلُ الْبِدَعِ إِنْ كَثُرَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ قعدت به مع قائدهم. He said, the people of Sunnah, even if they are sitting and dormant from doing a lot of action, even if they are not doing as much as they should be doing, then their creed will establish them. Their creed will raise them and elevate them. Their creed will elevate and raise them. And the people of innovation, and the people who have deviant ideologies, deviant creeds, then even if they are doing a lot of deeds, then they are slowed down, and they are caused to sit by their creed. Then their creed, their belief system, their corrupt ideology, it causes their deeds to be insignificant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, and so from these factors is that a person has a correct creed. وَقُوَّةُ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَقُوَّةُ إِرَادَةِ الْعَبْدِ وَرَغْبَتِهِ فِي الْخَيْرِ, is that he has a correct belief system. And that he has strong faith in Allah and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has a strong desire and aspiration for goodness. For verily the people of sunnati wal jama'at al mahdha, those people who are purely upon the foundation and the creed of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, wa ahl al-ilm al-kamil al-mufassal bi asma'illahi wa sifatihi wa quwwati liqa'illahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, tudha'afu a'maluhum mudha'afatan kabira la yahsulu mithluha. He says, for verily the people who are like that, the people whose creed is nothing but the sunnah, the people who have complete knowledge about Allah that is detailed concerning the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have a strong belief about the day of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their actions are multiplied to a tremendous degree that cannot be equaled by anything else. وَلَا قَرِيبٌ مِنْهَا, and nothing can even come close to it. لِمَنْ لَمْ يُشَارِكُوهُمْ فِي هَذَا الْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَقِيدَةِ, by any person who doesn't share with them in this faith and share with them in this creed. قَالَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمِنْ أَسْبَابِ الْمُضَاعَفَ, he said, likewise, from these things that causes a person's actions and his reward to be multiplied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْعَمَالَ الَّتِي نَفْعُهَا لِلْإِسْلَامِ الَّتِي نَفْعُهَا لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ لَهُ وَقْعٌ وَأَثَرٌ كبير. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, is that the action that a person is doing has a great amount of benefit for Islam and for the Muslims. That it helps promote the cause of Islam, and it helps strengthen the Muslims and strengthen the community. He said, وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْجِهَادِ, he said, and from the greatest of struggles of the Muslim community, سُلُوكُ تُرُقَ التَّعَلُّمِ وَتَعَلِيمِ, is that people engage in all of the methods and all the pathways of learning their religion and teaching and spreading their religion. فَإِنَّ الْإِشْتِغَالَ بِذَلِكَ لِمَنْ صَحَ نِيَتُهُ لَا يُزِينُهُ عَمَلٌ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ, he said, for whoever is engaged in learning his religion and teaching it to others, and there is no action that can outweigh that. As was stated by the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, when he said, Al-ilmu la ya'diluhu shay' idha sahhat niyatuhu, that there is nothing comparable to knowledge so long as a person has a genuine, valid, authentic intention. Qila wa ma sihhatu niyatihi, they said to Imam Ahmad, what is an authentic intention? He said, أَن تَنْوِي أَن تَرْفَعَ الْجَهْلَ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ وَعَنْ غَيْرِكَ, it is that you intend to remove ignorance from yourself and from others. Likewise, from the things that causes a person's deeds to be multiplied is the impact of the action itself. Is that a person and what they do, that the impact of the action upon another and upon the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is tremendous. And he mentions along these lines, he said, like the person who saves somebody else from ruin and destruction. وَإِزَالَةُ ضَرَرَ الْمُتَضَرِّرِينَ وَكَشْفِ الْكُرَبْ عَنِ الْمَكْرُوبِينَ فَكَمِنْ عَمَلٍ مِنْ هَذَا النَّوْعِ يكون أكبر سبب لنجاة العبد من العقاب. He said, like a person saving another from peril and destruction and ruin. He said, how many actions that are like that have saved people from being destroyed on the day of judgment and punished on the day of judgment, and have caused them to be successful in acquiring the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَتَّى الْبَهَائِمْ إِذَا أُزِيلَ مَا يَضُرُّهَا كَانَ الْأَجْرُ عَظِيمًا. He said, even if a person was to remove harm from an animal and ruin from an animal, then the reward of this is tremendous. He said, وَقِصَّةُ الْمَرْأَةِ الْبَغِي الَّتِي سَقَتَ الْكَلْبِ التي سقط الكلب الذي كاد يموت من العطش فغفر لها بغيها شاهدة بذلك. He said, in the story of the woman and the story of the woman who was a prostitute in the previous nations, who saved a dog that was about to die from thirst, and so she gave the dog some water to drink, and so she was forgiven on account of that. It is from the greatest of evidences for this. وَمِنْ أَسْبَابِ الْمُضَاعَفَةِ. Likewise, from the things that causes a person's reward to be multiplied, أَنْ يَكُونَ الْعَبْدُ حَسَنَ الْإِسْلَامِ, is that a person is practicing their Islam correctly, that they are practicing their Islam well, that they are doing what they are ordered, meaning, and staying away from what they are forbidden from doing, and they rush and they hasten to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are negligent in any of that. He says, so this person is hasan al-tariqah, and his approach to Islam is a good approach. Tariqan al-dhunub, and he is leaving off sin and disobedience. غير مصر على شيء منها, and he is not persistently and consistently doing anything of disobedience in a habitual fashion. فإن عمال هذا مضاعفة كما ورد بذلك الحديث الصحيح. For verily the actions of such a person is multiplied, as has come in the authentic hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَحْسَنَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْلَامَهُ فَكُلُّ حَسَنَةٍ يَعْمَلُهَا تُكْتَبُ لَهُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى سَبْعِمِائَةِ ضِعْفٍ أو ضَعْفٍ. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when one of you is practicing his Islam well, then every deed that he does is written tenfold, credited tenfold for him, up to 700-fold. And it was reported from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardahu, that they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, anu akhadu bima amilna fil jahiliyyah. They said, O Messenger of Allah, will we be punished for what we did in the jahiliyyah, for our crimes and our sins and our disobedience? As comes in another hadith, that the people came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, O Messenger of Allah, indeed, we committed zina, we did that, Allah. And indeed, قَتَلْنَا فَأَكْثَرْنَا, we committed murder and we did that, Allah. وَأَشْرَكْنَا بِاللَّهِ وَأَكْثَرْنَا, and we committed a lot of shirk with Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, and we did that, Allah. And so inform us what will become of what we did in the past. Upon which Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى revealed the verses in Surah Al-Furqan about those أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. As regards those people that Allah will exchange their bad deeds for good deeds, and indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on account of their istighfar, on account of their seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. فَالْإِسْلَامِ يَجُبُّ مَا قَبْلَهُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يَهَدِمُ مَا قَبْلَهُ. And so Islam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it does away, it destroys, it annihilates what came before it, it erases what came before it. And in this hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنُوا أَخَذُوا بِمَا عَمِلْنَا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, will be taken to account, will be reckoned with on the day of judgment because of what we did in jahiliyyah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ أَحْسَنَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَمْ يُؤَخَذْ بِمَا عَمِلَ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. A person who does well in his Islam will not be taken to account for what he did in jahiliyyah. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أُخِذَ بِالْأَوَّلِ وَالْآخِرِ وَفِي لَطٍ أُخِذَ بِعَمَلِهِ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when whoever does poorly in his Islam, then he will be taken to account for his sins in Jahiliyyah and his sins in Islam. Meaning that the person who did not repent for what he left off in the past, he didn't repent from what he did in the past, and he didn't feel remorse for what he did in the past and the likes of these things, and he engages in Islam in a shameless fashion, and he is under the threat of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْحَذَرَ الْحَذَرَ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُ. So be careful, O Muslim, Allah has guided you to Islam, and Allah has given you the opportunity to be forgiven for what you did before you were a Muslim, and that is tremendous. And don't ruin it, and don't squander the blessing by behaving poorly in your Islam and not having a good practice of your Islam. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. He says, likewise, from the things that causes a person's deeds to be multiplied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rif'atul amal inda Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that the amal, that the person who is doing the deed, that he has a high status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, this is something that without a doubt would not be known by the person until his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the believer, yusi'u dhanna bi nafsihi, and he doesn't think well of himself. He doesn't have a high opinion of himself. The believer, he doesn't say that my deeds may be multiplied because I have a high status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because I'm such a benefit to others and the likes of these things. And that is something that is delusional without a doubt. When they came to Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, and they informed Imam Ahmad that when they were fighting against the Byzantines and they were fighting against the Turk and so on and so forth, in the time of the Salaf, that when they were fighting against the armies of the Byzantines and others, that they used to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless and reward Imam Ahmad before they would put the rocks in the guillotine to launch at the enemy. And they said every time we did that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would bless us and He would give us victory over our enemy because we made dua for you. Because we were making dua that Allah bless you, O Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad, he wept. And he said that this is istidraj. He said that this praise of the people, that he felt that this was delusion, that this was a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this was Allah leading him to his destruction. Despite his high status amongst the Muslims, despite the fact that he was loved and agreed upon by the people of Sunnah to be the Imam of the Sunnah in his time, the person about whom the scholars said that Islam was protected from destruction in two instances. Abu Bakr at the instance where the tribes of the Arabs apostated after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he stood firm in the face of the apostates. And in the day, and in the instance of the Mihna, during the trial of the Mu'tazila, when the people were calling to disbelief, and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he stood firm for the creed of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. But despite that, he didn't feel as though he had a high status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the attitude of the believer. He said, from the things that is very subtle, that causes a person's actions to be multiplied, إسرار العمل قد يكون سببا لمضاعفة الثواب, is a person concealing his actions, hiding his actions. It was mentioned about some of the Salaf that they used to take care of entire families of widows and orphans. They used to take care of the indigent, of the poor, and so on and so forth throughout their lives. And they would only know who was taking care of them, who was leaving food and money and so on and so forth at their doorstep, taking care of the families of the needy, taking care of the families of those people who had died, and people who had died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the likes of these things. Who was taking care of these families upon the time of the death of these scholars and these imams of the Salaf? At the time of their death, and the money would stop coming and the food would stop coming because they had concealed their actions to that degree, and it would become known. Ala kullin, the more a person conceals his actions, the more likely it is that his actions will be accepted. He said, except for those actions by which a person intends, by showing them to others and doing them in front of others, that he is an example for others, and that they take his lead, and that they follow him in what he is doing, and the likes of these things. وَهَذَا مِمَّا يَدْخُلُ فِي الْقَاعِدَةِ الْمَشْهُورَةِ قَدْ يَعْرِضُ لِلْعَمَلِ الْمَفْضُولِ مِنَ الْمَصَارِ مَا يُسَيِّرُهُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ. He said, and this is from the general principle that is well known, that there are some things that are lesser in reward, that may be greater in reward because of the reason that they are done. Meaning that the reason that a person is doing these actions in front of other people is so that they will take his lead in the good and that they will follow him in goodness and the likes of these things. They will spread goodness throughout the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so these are the general reasons that are mentioned by Shaykh As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. Along with the virtuous times, like the time that we are in of the 10 days of the Hijjah. Along with the virtuous places like the Masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the virtuous places, particularly the three Masajid. The Masjid al-Haram, the Masjid al-Nabawi, and the Masjid al-Aqsa, and the likes of these places. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yuwafiqana lima yuhibbu wa yarda, to give us tawfiq to what He loves and is pleased with. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.